When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey everyone, I'm Devin Simone.
And I am Davon Rogers, and this is MTV's official challenge podcast. We back!
Yes, it is, and this episode was called Don't Let TJ Decide, but I'm also going to call it Horacio Wakes Up episode, because baby, he finally was like, hold up, wait a minute, let me put Horacio in it. Finally, which is good, because my boy, but we'll get to that. Let's talk about this episode. So first we have the challenge daily called Off in the Distance. It's the mini final. You know, those are grueling. Those are long. Those are just a taste of what it's going to be when you actually make it to TJ's final. We have teams of four. We see some cutting of the ropes. We see some carrying of heavy things. We see some people sort of gas out. We see some people really struggle with counting of squares. Just a moment. For that. But ultimately, we see Team Michelle, Mariah, Kylan, and James come out. Also, proof that you should never quit, because Team Yellow, that was way in the back at a point, they took the lead for a minute. So anything is possible. Like TJ says, don't quit. Then we get into voting and we see them vote in Horacio, which is sort of shocking because we have Kylan, who is Horacio's number one on the winning team, but it looks like it wasn't enough to save Horacio. Then we have the house votes. Now we know how this goes, we know how TJ plays. TJ does not like two things. He doesn't like mismatched shoes, and he doesn't like to have to pick who's going to go into elimination because y'all couldn't come up with the vote. I don't know why I came up with mismatched shoes, but we're just going to roll with it. And this is what happened. They go for a stalemate between Ed and Emmanuel. And so ultimately, that means it's left in TJ's hands, which is a bold decision, especially because we are still living in the chaos of it all. So who knows? Well, it turns out our mercenary is none other than the big, the bad, the swag-tastic CT. He really doesn't even need an introduction. He just needs to do his little grunt and like a walk-in, and that's enough. But it's CT, and CT, since he automatically gets to pick because he has the chaos, then he chooses. We thought it was going to be Jay.
Oh, my God.
To our surprise, it was not Jay. I know Day was very disappointed by it. I was disappointed, too.
Oh, my God.
But I respect what CT said, and ultimately, he picks Asaf. Looks like we should have paid attention back in algebra. I don't even know if this is algebra. It's probably technically not. But whatever. Either way, they struggle with the puzzle, but ultimately, CT comes out on top, the big winner. He is still the champ, and the champ of champs for a reason. That means 10K is gone from the prize pot and now deep in CT's pockets, and Asaf is heading home, but not without a sort of heart-wrenching, loving Hallmark movie of it all moment where everyone runs down and gives us off a big hug. We even see lots of tears. TJ says, quote, I have not seen the house this sad all season, except Huhui was a close second because they were very sad when Huhui went. Shout out to Huhui. Wow, it was a lot this episode. Day, I know you've been wanting to see the CT episode. How did you feel after seeing it?
The math ain't mathing. It ain't mathing across
literally
the board.
Literally and figuratively.
Literally, because what are we talking about? We have waited. CT has been in all of the clips, all of the commercials, all of the teasers.
I know.
And He didn't even pick Jay. Now, I get it. As somebody who's playing the game, you trying to get this 10K and go home. I get it, CT. I get it. But you could have did this for me, for the viewers, for the people that are watching.
I agree. But I respected what he said, which is, to me, that it is the high road, although the petty me still wanted to see it. And I wanted to see, mainly because Jay has been running the season, so it's always nice to see someone kind of like have to get down and dirty then when they've been having everyone else do the dirty work. But I do respect that CT said, look, I'm not going to hold a grudge because you beat me. You beat me fair and square. I feel like that's the talk of actually a true champion, like a real winner, which is like, oh, I'm not making excuses for why you won. You won. Cool. I don't have a vendetta against you. Now, it doesn't mean that in future seasons we won't see CT take swipes at Jay at some point. You know, like we don't know what's going to happen. But I can respect that he's basically like, look, I haven't been sitting at home holding this grudge. I'm going to do something different. But girl, I wanted to see.
So do you think he was scared that Jay may beat him again?
I don't. I feel like, because look, even though Jay beat him, I feel like Jordan would say this. Even Nanners would say this. CT would say this. They're all
Jordan
champs.
And excellent.
Jordan
would have called him down, though. Jordan and Bananas would have
definitely called him down. Here's my point. Back up. My point is that on a different day, it could be anyone.
Yeah,
so you can have an equal level of champs, but ultimately, sometimes, it's just not your day. You get what I'm saying?
It doesn't mean that
person is definitively better than you. It just means that, I mean, even look at Bananas. We saw, they've showed a clip of the CT, or the Bananas backpack moment, which is infamous.
Right.
But we've also seen Bananas beat CT, right?
Yeah.
Like, as in finals. So any day could be your day or not. So I don't think Jay's proven himself enough to be a definitive CT slayer. You know what I mean? You beat him. Great.
Yeah.
But you're not like, so I don't think CT walks in there being like, oh, he's definitely going to beat me. Like, I think that's given a whole lot of props.
That's what I'm saying. When I say, do you think CT was scared? Meaning, do you think CT was like, no, I came here to prove myself as a champ. And he's also said he had something to prove to himself that he still has it. So do you think he was like, you know what? There is a possibility that Jay might beat me. So let me not even dive into that.
I'd like to think no, but maybe that's a possibility, or maybe he's saving it for season 40. Like, maybe he's hoping if it's going to be like a bigger moment. I don't know, but I do think, like, I don't think CT's afraid of Jay.
No,
like,
of course I don't think that, but I think something was like, maybe, let me, we don't know what it's going to be.
But he also picked Jay's really smart. And he picked a soft, though, who is not a wallflower. So it's not like he picked someone who's 2 feet tall and tiny.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like he's like, let me just pick the smallest guy up there. Like, Asaf is not that. And he knew nothing about Asaf. So for all he knows, Asaf could be a stronger competitor than Jay. And arguably, Asaf looks strong just in the jersey, at least looks stronger and a little bit bigger than Jay. So yeah, I don't think it was a let me pick who I think is going to be the weaker person at all. Like, I think a CT really was just like, let's just try it out kind of vibe rather than. But who, I know you had feelings for this episode. So we've got to get into, let's start with your timeouts. I know this is going to be a roll. Let's hear it, Day.
CT, you are in timeout because you didn't give me what I wanted, which was to pick Jay. I'm telling you, my mouth was over here like watering to see Jay and CT go head to head. And you didn't give it to me, so I'm putting you in timeout for that.
Wait, is he a nominee or in timeout?
No,
are you giving the nomination to the winner?
CT is a nominee. Yep. And then also timeout to Kylan. And I'm doing it because I have to be fair. Last time, I gave Olivia timeout for her lack of standing up for her friend, Horacio.
Mm-hmm,
so I have to return the favor and give it to Kylan because, baby, you did nothing. You did nothing, friend. All you did was stand there and say, you know what, you're right. I understand why you're saying that. You're totally right. You gave very, like, I'm trying to be president, like kissing babies and stuff. Like, I totally understand why you're saying that. Like, it's okay. I get it why you're saying that. And then the only thing that you did say in his defense is, he's my only friend in the house, so I can't vote for him. And we get that, but come on, Kylan, you could have voted, especially since you came on the podcast and said Olivia could have did more. You could have did more too, sir. So, yeah, I'm putting all of them in timeout, and they are stuck.
Wait, you put nominees and then just, you know what?
Put them all in. Put them in the corner. In timeout.
Okay, my honorable mention for a timeout. He doesn't get a nomination, but he gets a nomination. Kylan was just here last week talking about how it was misconstrued that he had flirted with Raven and that he didn't. They were just friends. Meanwhile, It's like producers listen to the podcast or something. I don't know, or the challenge gods do, because sure enough, we see a clip of Raven grinding, backing that thing up, throwing her clappers back on Kylan at the club. Look a little flirty to me. That's all I'm going to say. That's right. That's all I'm going to say. Now, my nominees for this week's Time Out. The first one is going to go to Colleen wanting to give up, right? Like, I get it. And she kept saying, I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. And I understand this is just as an armchair quarterback. Like, I'm just sitting in how I'm watching it. But when she's saying that, I'm like, girl, what you're doing wrong is you stop after every sway. Like, you'd go one direction and then stop and rest. And then you go one direction. Like, keep moving the rope until it eventually breaks. Yeah. But also, you know what? Side note, this could be a really good strategy. What if when you're on a season like this, right, you make it halfway through, you're on a mini final and you're in a team. What if you make your, especially a season like this, where they're trying to keep everyone who looks like a liability. In other seasons, you want to get out the liability because you might be paired with them or partnered with them or whatever. This time, you want to keep the liability. What if the strategy is to sort of make yourself look weak? Because we heard Nari say, oh, I realize Colleen's not a threat anymore. So maybe if that takes the target off her back and then you skate to the final. Just
when
a thought.
When she passed out, like, in the floor, I said, oh, this bingo, Yahtzee, perfect.
I mean, chestnut checkers. I feel like that could be a good strategy. But I don't think that's what Colleen was doing. So therefore, she's a nominee on Time Out. And the other nominee is Jay smack talking, because Jay's over here talking about how his team, like, yes, we've got it. We solved this, like, puzzle. We're going to get it. I can see the disappointment in Kylan's face, like, all of this stuff, da da da. And then they do it. And then TJ goes, that is incorrect. Boy, don't you know, don't count your chickens before they hatch. And then my final nominee would be Raven and her math. I don't even need to explain it. You guys saw the episode. You already know. Pretty sure, what did she say, was 10 times 40? That's not 4,000, ma'am. That's not how that works. She's my nominee, and ultimately, she is going to get my Time Out of the week. I love Dory.
For
I
Raven?
Think she's so fun. I love her, but I can't. And then, not even just her saying that, but when she was yelling at her team, talking about, this is what I'm doing. I know what it is. And then Corey was like, but wait. He's like, but I know it's going to be higher than 390. And she was like, oh.
Because it was definitely four digits.
I can't. I cannot. So, yeah, Dory or Raven gets my Time Out this week. Who gets your gold star day?
Oh, gold star goes up to the Wake It Up committee. Because I'm telling you, the other side woke up this week. And I'm so happy. So, first of all, I want to give it to Zara. Not for being on the Wake It Up committee, but the way in that mini final, how she jumped over that log. I don't know if you saw it, but it was giving Laura Croft. And I was like, yes, girl, you better run.
Yes, Tomb
like,
Raider.
So good. It was so good. And so I also want to give it to Horacio for the conversation he had with Michelle. Michelle was like, hey, trying to like plant some seeds and have a conversation with him. He's like, man, the line has been drawn. Like, save your breaths. And I'm like, he speaks. People, he is speaking. He is speaking. So I'm giving it to him. I want to give it to Ed for many reasons. I'm going to go in, and he's probably going to be the one that actually gets it. I'm going to give it to him because he said, oh, did these people just forget about what Corey did a couple weeks ago? Like, did everybody just magically forget? Like,
Ed why was speaking is he for not, the people.
Girl, like, why is he not a nominee? Like, and I thought that was so good to bring that up. And then I also love the fact that he said, baby, I came here to play. So when he changed his vote and he said Jay, or what? Yeah, he said Jay. I said, come on, let's go. Let's go. Because you know these people ain't got your back, Ed. So let's play. So when he did that and he made that, made it a stalemate, I said, that's my guy. That's my guy. And I also, even though Kylan is in timeout and he gonna stay there, but I'm gonna make him an honorable mention for my gold star because of the way that Kylan made sure to plant the seed to say, in this particular deliberation, if your name comes up, it's because it's a possibility that you are expendable. Yeah. And when he said that, I said, Kylan, you better plant them damn seeds. I was so proud of him. And I thought that was a great move. But ultimately, I think I'm gonna give it to Ed.
There we go. I love it, Ed the Labradoodle. And I have to agree with you a lot of that. My nominees for Gold Star, the first one actually is Jay's team strategy. Now, I know that they didn't win, and I know he's a nominee in Time Out. But when he was like, and that's always so risky, right? When you are like, oh, I'm just going to guess.
Yeah.
But baby, it worked, and it worked well. Very smart. Great leadership by Jay. I also want to nominate Kylan because he's being the mastermind of making these moves. I love it. And I agree with you when he said the you're either expendable. And then when Michelle, doing her politicking thing, tried to go, well, no, there's other reasons. And he was like, you're talking about intention versus action, which is true.
Yep.
The intention may be I want to help my friend. But by you doing and following that intention, the action is saying, so you're expendable to me so that I can help my friend.
Yep.
He was right. I think it needed to be said. Shout out to Kylan.
It was so
and
good.
Then the other nominee for Gold Star goes to Horacio, because I don't know if you caught this. Our silent man, all right? When James started talking smack and Nerys and James were going back and forth,
ooh!
I don't know if you saw Horacio step off that platform and walk over to James like, hey, hey, now.
He
hey,
said, you good?
Hey,
you
chill
good?
Out now.
You good?
Hey, I look, I like a man that's going to protect his woman. I get that Nerys is a firecracker, but I also understand her being upset and on fire for her man. Like, I think it's warranted, especially when we see it keep happening.
Yeah.
And her alliance doesn't seem to care about her feelings at all.
They just
want her to do things for them without actually thinking about other people, which I have strong feelings about, but that's for another day. Anyway, I like seeing Horacio step up, unlike, well... You know what? Never mind. I like seeing Horacio. I was going to say, unlike James stepping up for Mariah, I like seeing Horacio step up for Nerys in that way. And he did it in a very responsible way. But he kind of also let it know, like, hey, man, you're messing with the wrong one. So I respect that so, so, so much. And so for that, my gold star is actually going to go. It's really close between Horacio and Kylan. But I think for the sake of the game, it's probably going to go to Kylan, because I am excited to see these alliance and the dynamic. Dynamics shift. I think it's time. I think we're on the cusp of that happening. I think when everyone comes out of their tear fog, it's going to be really interesting to see where the pieces lay. Are you excited, Day?
I am so excited. I cannot wait to see how the rest of this plays out, because, baby, the people that were asleep are up. They done wiped the drool, the eye crust, all of them up. I am excited about that, and I am also excited about this interview. Oh my goodness. So we are going to finally get our opportunity to talk to Corey's best friend.
We are going
to get our opportunity to talk to Asaf, and I cannot wait. Grab your chips, your sodas, your snacks, your water, coffee, tea, whatever it is that is your choice, and meet us right back here after this.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, this week on the podcast, we have a very special guest who, according to this week's episode, is arguably the most beloved player in, or who was in, this season's Challenge House. Please welcome Asaf Gorin. Hi, Asaf.
What up, what up?
Hello.
Good morning.
Asaf, I've got to know, why, because we have not seen people shed a tear
since Hulu.
Like this since Frozen 2. What exactly, why, what do you think it is about you that had people just so sad to see you leave the house?
Well, I think that just my, I love people. I think my connection with people right now, I think the connection with people was the very important for me. Just to have an experience, to share experiences with people, you know, I don't want to, I never like to do things alone, to see the world alone and to go through adventures by myself. So maybe that's why I had a good connection with people, and it was a real connection. It was genuine. Of course, besides the Melissa thing, that to be honest, it wasn't.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Oh shit, I'm getting so.
Because we saw you put some videos out recently, oh, sir. Boy. That
yeah, I have to explain myself, because again, you know, I think again, listen, it's on my first TV show. I did over 14 reality shows. It's totally fine.
Oh wow!
I knew what I'm going. Yeah, by the way, I've heard you've been on Big Brother, right?
Yeah, I have.
I won Big Brother.
Okay.
Yeah, back in Israel. So I was like, hey, we're...
Oh, okay.
But, shit, I know these type of games. I know how it goes. And I'm a person that never... I'm someone that never do something to you, even if you're not going to do something to me. Like, I'm not a person who's going to turn my other cheek to you. I'm not working like that. If you're coming for me and you're coming for my family and friends, like, I'm coming for you.
So are you implying that Melissa was coming for you? Because it seemed like she felt betrayed by you.
Of course.
And as a viewer just watching it, it seemed a little bit that
right.
way.
Right. But... No, 100%. Listen, there is a reason why for 4 weeks straight, sorry, like more mm-hmm. than that, people are trying to get mm-hmm. Melissa and Big T out. I got nothing against mm-hmm. them, by the way. I think they're, honestly, I spoke to them a couple of times. They're great. For me, they were very nice. But the mm-hmm. moment I felt like betrayed by them, and the moment they did some sneaky stuff, not only for me, for mm-hmm. everybody. Again, there's a reason people were wanting them out. Is so I did whatever it takes to do it. Like, I thought they had my back, but then I realized they're not going to be there for me. They try to ask me for names. To that they want me to go against in elimination when I had the power or the house had the power. They never mm-hmm. followed through their word, and they never really wanted to have my back. So they always try mm-hmm. to go, like, they always try to get information out of me, but it wasn't genuine. And yeah, so I went for that.
And we see Corey come up and give, and I know we're kind of jumping around, but before we get into sort of the order of this epic episode, we see at the end, as people are shedding tears, everyone runs down to, or most people run down to give you a hug goodbye. We even see Corey in that group. Now, right. Rewind some episodes back, and we see this big blow up between you and Corey where, you know, it
the
seems that you feel betrayed by him, and he's sort of, and we had him on the podcast, and he's like, look, we were never that close, like, da-da-da. So can you speak to that, of what your experience was around that friendship, and how, you know, did you guys reconcile in the house?
Yes, of course. Corey was one of my best friends before what happened, before he betrayed me, and even after. You gotta mm-hmm. forgive and let go sometimes, even in this game. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he was one of my best friends. And by the way, people crying over me like this, I'm sorry, I didn't remember that they cried so mm-hmm. much. But I guess it showed that really the power that I had in this game, and I was kind of under the radar, because still people didn't think of putting me in to elimination until this point, like, besides Corey
yeah.
doing this mistake at the beginning. There are some stuff that you don't see, is that I felt like I gathered the American team. Like, I was one of the ones who built it. Like, they were so divided at the beginning. And I even tried to keep Chauncey in the game. Chauncey in the very beginning. It didn't work so well.
But at least you put in the effort. What are some of the other things? Because I feel like when we were finished watching this episode, you also said, you kept saying sort of, there were things that they didn't show. There are things that they didn't show.
So many.
The theme of the podcast here is don't overthink, just overshare. So can you share some of the additional things that we didn't get to see as a viewer that you think are really important pieces of information for the game this season?
Honestly, I think my commentary. I had so much funny commentary. Yeah. I mean, CT was aiming for me for sure. I mean, I guess I was talking shit to other challenges, other champs while they came. I think Jordan was kind of pissed at me. He was throwing some jabs on Twitter. We knew each other before, but I was talking a little bit shit when he came. What else?
So basically just a bunch of smack talking. They show you doing a lot of smack talking. We see a lot of the reads that go on in the daily. Let's talk a little bit about this week's competition, though. When you heard that it was going to be the mini final, were you stoked by that? Were you a little worried? I mean, you seem like someone who doesn't run from a challenge, like someone that's excited about, you know, going up against or doing something that could be challenging. So how did you feel when you found out it was going to be a mini challenge or mini final? And then how did you feel when you realized who your team would be? Were you excited?
I was very excited, of course. Listen, from someone who got eliminated on the first episode, on their first season, for me to run a mini final to get to this point, it was so amazing. I was so excited. My knee was kind of cracked. I twisted my knee like one daily before that, and I was like, no matter what, I have a chance to be part of this amazing mini final. So excited, you know. I even got a great team physically, not so much when it comes to numbers. And math, not very good at that.
And math.
Yeah, I'll be honest. High school dropout, left school when I was 15, was never very good with numbers, better with spinning on my head and making music. But yeah, I was so, it was amazing for me, you know, regardless to what happened, regardless that I'm not in the game right now. Sheesh, I'm so blessed to be part of this beautiful competition.
Yeah.
I would do it again and again.
Do you feel that you came in because your last season was Total Madness, right? And a lot of these other challengers have come from more recent seasons. Do you feel that there was a that you had a disadvantage there? Did you feel like what was it like during the off time? You know, where have you been training, kind of keeping an eye out to come back to the challenge? Like, what was your feeling coming into the house and seeing all these new people?
Well, sheesh, I wasn't really planning to go on the challenge. Yes, I was. I'm a fan of the show anyway, so I would watch the show and stuff. But you know, time, like, life goes on, and I became a father. I moved back to the United States. I have my family, like me, my wife, and my son over here. I have built a music studio. I'm a full-time music producer. There's nothing to do with the physical. I'm part of the RuPaul's Drag Race as a pit crew. So there's nothing really.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's nothing really that involved, like, too much of the, like, challenge-oriented
Yeah. But I mean, you're very in shape though, Asaf. So clearly you're at least working, because there's not a muscle out of place. You clearly are very fit.
Thank you, yeah.
And stay active in your day to day, I'm guessing, or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. But I mean, like, that, just because you're trained, doesn't mean you're trained for the challenge. It's so different. It's so
right.
Like, you could see Chauncey, one of the fittest guys I've ever seen on the challenge.
Yeah.
Like, no, he wasn't ready for the challenge at all.
Well, mainly his political gameplay, but we've talked about Chauncey P. Jordan about that.
I got you. No, I was bringing this point. Like, yeah, listen, I would go on the challenge even if I'm not ready physically or mentally. I love this game so much. Like, I'm a fan. And but again, I think what was different, and you asking why people are crying, I think, when I left, is I know how people have been playing this game, and a lot of people have been playing this game from a perspective of, like, they're going to do whatever it takes to get a callback. Like, I didn't give a shit. And I still don't. Don't give me a callback. Like, I'm not looking for the callback. I'm looking for, for me, there's one season. I'm on one season. Let me do the best that I can for this season only. Whatever going to happen right after that, well, it doesn't matter even. Like,
yeah, living in the very much
so you don't,
living in the moment.
You don't care if they call you again for another season or not.
If they call, listen, I know if they call me, great. If they don't call me, great. I'm sure it's going to be a great season regardless without me. They know how to do good TV. But again, if they call me again, I'll be happy. If not, I'll be happy too. It's all good. I'm keeping myself.
Who do you specifically think played the game so far, without giving away any spoilers? Who do you think is playing the best game right now, and who do you think is playing the worst game right now? You know, sort of physically, but also really, like, politically and socially.
I love how Jay's playing. He's being a little. Jay started kind of like in a comfortable situation, position, and then he started like playing the game good. I love who else? I think Kylan was doing whatever it takes to stay in the game. He was licking up as much as he could.
Licking up as much as he could.
Oh my God. Yo, the moment Melissa left, the dude started licking up to everybody. It was so funny. Like, what's going on, dude? Like, have some
You talking about
respect.
Kylan?
Yeah, do you mean when he had the funeral when he wore the shirt and was like, "De my relationship is dead.
Yeah, even
It's
said fuck
Independence Day,"
Melissa
that
and
thing?
stuff. Like, it was hilarious. It was,
I have a question for
yeah.
you. As someone who's played this game, I want to know your input on who do you think, what would you consider a champ? Someone who orchestrates in the background and just kind of has everyone else do their dirty work, or someone who actually gets into the pit, into the eliminations, and fights to make it to the end?
I know where you're going
What
with
do you
this thing.
consider a champ?
I do both of them because I think the beauty in this game is to do both. Is the
Right.
social part and also the physical part and the to be brave and risky. It's all of that. You can look,
Okay, so
you can be a champ.
go
You
ahead.
can literally be a champ without going through elimination, right? Without doing like literally. Look at Turbo. At his season, he wasn't doing any. He was winning some dailies, but he wasn't going through eliminations, or he didn't orchestrated any moves or planned anything, right?
Well, I played with Turbo, so I got to see some behind the scenes with
What it
Turbo.
is
There were
orchestrating.
moves being
Oh,
made
there
for
was
sure.
oh,
He no,
sorry.
on War of the Worlds, Turbo had a mouth. Turbo definitely had a mouth.
Yeah, okay, I got you. So I'm saying I'll say both. Both. You gotta, if you want to be a real champ, take some risks. And I think if you want to win this game, you got to take the risk that you might lose in this game and in elimination. And of course, it's fun to get the money to go through throughout this to all this game to all season without going into elimination. I wouldn't want to do it. I wanted to go through elimination. And whenever CT was looking at me like I'm listen, we were standing out there on the stage. CT was looking at me like I'm double cheeseburger with fries on the side. He was aiming for me. I was happy. I was happy. I wasn't scared. I wasn't, and I, you know what? Even if it would be a hall brawl or anything physical, I was down for that.
What are your thoughts on the stalemate even happening? So before we knew it was CT, before we knew he was going to call
Yeah.
you know, there seemed to be differing opinions amongst taking the route of the stalemate,
Yeah.
right? So like Zaza was trying to warn everybody that, hey, TJ's unhinged. Do you really want to put it in TJ's hands? And Corey sort of took her up on that in the sense where we see in the episode, he's like, I don't want to be, you know, like I don't want to be at risk because of a stalemate, so I'm going to remove my vote,
Yeah.
which seemed like a smart play. And then Ed, because Ed is
Let's
chaotic,
do
Ed, the golden
it.
retriever, the labradoodle, was like, ah, let's go ahead and make it chaos, you know.
Yeah.
So what was your feeling about that? Did you want, this is again before we knew it was CT, before we knew it'd be potentially you, did you think it was smart, or did you want to do the stalemate, or would you,
Yes.
at the time, did you think it was smarter to like have
Well,
a definitive pick?
first of all, Nerys was me and Nerys, we had an agreement that how she was my number one, by the way. Just letting you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nerys was my number one, Michelle number two. And throughout the season, she always told me, like, we were the Fantastic Four. She told me that I'm her number one. And because Michelle's number one is Jay, so she gotta have number one. But look, things change. She, of course, by the way, what happened was because of her. She basically backstabbed me and Jay. We had multiple meetings. I made sure that I'm always her number one until I think the episode, this episode, she was like, "Hey, you for sure my top three." What do you mean top three? I thought you always told me I'm your top one. What happened? What changed? You felt
Well, she started making out and lap dancing on
Horacio.
Horacio. What do you think,
I
Asa?
know. So hey, listen, Jay getting pissed on Norris, it makes it totally makes sense. And I'm telling you from behind the scenes, she promised us like she's never gonna break it. She said always like there's a game and there's life and there is game. There's friends and there is the game. And the game is different than real life. So she played the game and then she played us. So With all the respect.
But it also, but well, as a viewer watching it, it seemed like Jay, particularly Jay, Michelle, even you, didn't create space for the fact that she clearly has this very strong bond with Horacio. So it almost seemed like you guys expected her to fall in line and keep being your pawn or doing your work without making space for the same way people made space for Jay and Michelle's relationship, right? So it's like, oh, I know if I'm protecting Jay by default, I have to look out for Michelle because they're number ones and vice versa. It didn't feel like you guys were creating the same space for Norris. I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but I have a question around, you know, do you see how it might be perceived that way? Or do you guys feel in the house you were trying to at least be mindful of the fact that, hey, she looks like she's basically falling in love with Horacio. Yeah. Obviously, she's going to want to keep him safe.
Yeah. So the answer is no. We always made sure that we made sure that everything is clear, and I always went and checked on her. I was even worried at some point.
Worried about what?
Worried about specifically?
Like about her falling in love with Horacio and my you know, where I'm standing in there, like if I'm still her number one and stuff. So I kept asking her.
So you're worried about yourself and her falling in love with Horacio, not worried about her. So you're worried about you. I just want to make sure we're clear.
Oh, of course. Well, right?
That's
of
okay.
course.
What he said. Because,
yeah, okay.
Of course, yo. Mm-hmm. She, yeah, oh my God. She was trying. It's beautiful because now they're together, but she was trying hard for Horacio.
Of course. Do you blame her? I mean, just meaning that
no,
if you...
I would go for
like,
Horacio if
someone
I was
you cared
single
about.
As well. Don't get me wrong.
No, I don't mean like whether or not you date him. I just mean like if someone you care about, you know, you start caring about or whatever in the house. I mean, heck, we see half the house going hard for you in a way yeah. because of the emotions that they showed when you left. So right. like clearly they cared about you.
Right.
And I'm sure you had some of those friendships going in, but some of them I'm guessing you made while in the house, right? Like people yeah. grew to love you and
I
care about you.
I met everyone for the first time in the house and never met them before.
Wow.
Instead of Jay.
Wow.
So then what was this blood covenant yeah. with Corey then? Because on your end, right. it seemed as if like that was like your friend, for real friend. Corey was
your
like,
bestie,
when he was on
the
yeah. And Corey came on the podcast and he basically was just like, I just met him. So I don't understand what this was about.
Oh, then what he said, I'm going to kill him. What are you talking about? He said that on the podcast?
Well, you got to go back and listen to the episode.
I'm going to call him. No. No, me and Corey, we didn't just meet. Like, we were friends. I loved the dude. He was one of the closest people to me in the game. You know what? One of the top two or three.
Wait, but you're saying you didn't just meet, but I thought you met everyone in the house. Like, you met everyone.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in the game.
The first...
Yeah, we were like 2 weeks, but you know, 2 weeks in the house is like 2 months.
Right. 2 years.
Yeah, yeah, no, come on. Right. We all yeah. know that. We've been there. It was still for 2 weeks. He was one of the closest to me, and still, you know what? If here's the thing, he had to admit that he made a mistake, and the game played him a little bit because, mm-hmm. Again, he wasn't close to other people than me. He wasn't close to James. He wasn't closer to Horacio, Kylan. He wasn't closer to so many people, and then they chose me. I think it was the path of least resistance. That's what he thought. He didn't understand mm-hmm. how strong I am, like how good politically I'm politically in the game. That's why you listen, it happened. That's weird. He didn't say and he didn't regret it, but anyway, I love him anyway.
Yeah, because he made it very clear that he said that you said he was your best friend, but he said he never once said you were his
nah that's a lie. Come on, that's a lie. Come on, Corey, that's a podcast. You have to tell the truth. What's going on? On the podcast, you have to tell the truth. You don't have to play the game anymore. That's not TV. That's real life. Oh, shit. I'm like,
that's interesting.
Listen, and Corey cried to me after that and everything. He said that he's sorry. The game played him and he lost himself and all that. And I hugged him and it's mm-hmm. all good. For me, we can squash the beef right after. But of course...
Don't feel bad, Asaf. He did that to us on the podcast too, and then afterwards was in Twitter beef with people like 2 weeks later.
Oh,
so,
really? Oh, shit.
So yes. So he when he came on the podcast, he just said he realizes things that he didn't love that he did in the game, blah blah. But then he like doubled down on it on Twitter like a couple weeks later. So he's hilarious.
Yeah, there's no beef. There's no beef with Corey anymore. There's no beef.
Okay, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Is there beef between you and anyone in the house now? Like after the game's over?
Oh, no, no. There's no beef. Listen, I'm after that. In the game, let's be in the game, of course. Let's make clear. By the way, what I'm saying on Twitter is just to, listen, I have to speak up. I have to tell my side when the editing is not showing it. And again,
you admitted you talk a lot of smack in your talking heads, right? In your interviews.
Yeah. And like funny stuff, but also explaining more of my side and the reasons for my actions. But yeah, there's no bad blood between me and, of course, there's bad blood between me and Melissa Big T and Kyle. And of course,
I didn't know it was a four situation. I thought it was just you and
it's
Melissa.
It's a new Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I didn't know
that.
Oh
my God, it's a vicious four. Oh my God.
How did it roll over to Big T and Kylan? Is it like you and Kylan and them two, or like you have beef with Kylan as well?
Well, Kylan tweeted that he literally saw me and Melissa sitting down, and I promised both of them that I'm never going to say her name because my wife will kill me. I never said that.
Yes.
Or I maybe said that, then I don't remember, and then I said it and honestly, listen.
Not, stop, hold on. Not you going, I never said that, and then going, maybe I did, don't remember.
Listen, because I'm a human being. If I made a mistake, listen, there are stuff that I don't remember, and if there is, it happened, and you can prove it, I'm going to say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Again, I'm a human being, and if you're not man or woman enough to say, hey, there's a possibility that I'm wrong. You already put yourself in a place that you're a liar. So listen.
So did you tell her that there's a possibility that you're wrong?
Listen, I never told them both, sitting them both with them and telling them, listen, I will never put you in the, I never said that. Me and Melissa, we had one agreement, and that is on the day one of the show, that if we hear each other's name, we're going to let each other know, right? It was never next to Kylan, and he's making up stories. That's why I'm telling you, he was licking up. He tried to work with me. He said he's sorry. He was planning to call my wife to tell her he's sorry for mentioning her.
Wait, he said in the house, in the challenge house, or afterwards?
I was so close to me. Listen, I told him, listen. He said, okay, I'm going to call your wife, and I'm going to say that I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You can ask anyone and that's something really happened. We were sitting outside, and I told him, if you want to start a war with me, let's go. I'm not scared. I'm all up for that. Mm-hmm. And he said, listen, no problem. I was like, listen, you really want to finish that, the whole beef with me? Call my wife and tell her you're sorry. He said, no problem. I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And he really listened. Kylan didn't mention my mother, and I'm sorry for saying, I snapped because I heard the word mother. So I thought he was talking about my mother. Again, I'm not perfect, especially when English is not my first language. But I heard the word mother, I snapped. But he did mention my wife. And it was going under my skin, I think that's how you say it.
Getting under your skin.
He got under my skin with this one. And yeah, that's why I snapped. And I was very emotional. It was after my first win.
Yeah, that's and look, that's totally understandable. People do that. Let's talk a little bit about this mini final. So we see the first piece where you're like going against the rope, and we see you directing as though you're a conductor. I appreciate the representation of your music background there as you're directing them to try and
you can see it?
Cut the ropes on the bat on the bags with.
Did they put some music in the background when I did it?
They did put some music in the background.
Okay, at least they did this one. So anyway, yeah, you gotta orchestrate that shit, hey. You got to have rhythm when you have to cut the rope, and you have to do it in as a you need a teamwork to do that.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling about that challenge so far? Like, did you feel confident in your team that you guys were going to be able to, you know, take a win, or were there any other teams that you were sizing up?
Well, you're so exhausted and it's hot. You're so tired and humid and beautiful at the same time. You don't think about other people. You only think about yourself. You think about your team and to keep them in the, you know, in a good spirit. I was only worried. I remember I was only worried about Olivia.
How so?
Because she almost died. Her cardio wasn't very good.
Oh, when she was gassing out, when she was tired?
Yeah, she was so
tired. I mean,
it
looked like she was powering through it, though, compared to Colleen, who really seemed to struggle in the competition. I mean, we even hear Nerys say, like, oh, now I realize Colleen's not the competition that I thought she was. Whereas we see Olivia tired, but, they show her power. That she's a fighter.
From what I remember, we could do it even way. We could do it faster if Olivia would just go on the treadmills at least once a week. But she did.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. It could be easier.
Did you tell her that there? And are you still friends with Olivia today?
I'm good with everybody. I'm not in touch with so many people. Like, here's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Some people are trying to get a call back and try to make vacation friends. And to stay in the be in the challenge.
Vacation Alliance.
Vacation Alliance. Yes, that's how you think. Mm-hmm. That's how you say it. I'm none of that. I'm just a music producer who lives in LA and have with my family, and I have a very simple life and nothing more than that. I'm just producing music for people and making music in my studio. That's it. Like,
what was it like working with Horacio, even though he's on the opposite side?
It was good. Hey, I know his cardio is fantastic. It was fun. I think this mini final just exposed both of us for not being very good with numbers.
What happened with those squares?
Yeah.
Sheesh. Yeah, we're just not good with numbers. We might be good with cardio and running and physical stuff, but we're not good with numbers at all.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was a good showing up until that point, though. I mean, you guys were powering. You guys
really
looked like the team to beat for a very long time. And I know you said you felt like Olivia needs to hit the treadmill more or whatever, but you guys were powering through very, very well. It wasn't until you got to the mental stuff.
Yeah, 100%. I think this mini final exposed that Horacio is not that competitor that everyone thought he was. Yeah, he is very good with the physical stuff because he's an athlete. But listen, do you really got what it takes to be a challenge champion? Because it's almost not only physical. And hey, I'm not trying to be a hater or something. Of course not.
It sounds a little like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, he's...
Because I was going to say...
No, he's great.
About definitely... you because you lost too.
I lost too.
Yeah,
hey,
it sounds a little like it.
I was just saying, I'm not good with numbers. But hey, I guess Horacio is not good with numbers too. And because a lot of people targeted him, targeted Horacio, and they thought he's a threat. And listen, on the challenge, you gotta be good at both. You gotta be good with everything. You gotta be good mentally, physically, numbers, math, literally everything. Mm-hmm. Puzzles. And if you're not good in one thing, hey, it'll be a disadvantage for you. And
Who are the people in order? Who would you say are the top three guys that you think have that combination of skill set, like that you think are the best potential competitors in the house this season? So let's do your top three guys, and then I'd love to hear your top three women as well.
Yeah, like, okay, for sure. I would say for sure, Jay. For sure, Jay is very smart. Jay Emmanuel, Ed.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And who are your top three girls?
Berna, I'll say for sure. Physical and Moriah. Mm-hmm. And, geez, I don't remember. Oh, what's her name? Raven.
Mm-hmm.
Raven. Ooh. I think Raven's a beast.
Okay, so no one in the Fantastic Four
except Jay.
I think
Michelle just lacking the physical stuff. Mm-hmm. Again, that's what I feel. Oh, Norris good too, actually. Shit, I forgot. I'll put Norris number 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would love to know, let's take Jay out of the equation because I feel like Jay would be your answer. So I just want to pull him out right now. Outside of Jay, who, now that you're out, no spoilers, right?
Yeah.
Now that you're out of the game, who did you leave the game saying, I hope this person wins? Take Jay out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take Jay out.
Yeah. Who? Corey.
Really? Listen,
my friend, I had good friends. Hey, Emmanuel is a brother. Ed is a brother. But when I really think about it, I wanted Corey to win. And from the men.
What set Corey above the rest? Because you just said the other two are your brothers. So, like, what about Corey was the thing that made you say, I'm really rooting for him the most? Like, what?
So here's the thing. Yeah. Corey made tons of mistakes. Mm-hmm. It's so real life. Like, in real life, you're life puts you in positions that you got to be an idiot sometimes. And if not, you're just a boring person. You're just like a machine. So he was acting like an idiot in this game, and that's okay. And he said sorry, and he made a mistake. He got a lot of hate at the beginning, and then people forgive him. And then, and I think I want Corey to do that to win. If it's not going to be Jay, I wanted him to do it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
We get CT, finally.
We've been waiting and waiting.
Yeah.
And CT finally comes. And CT,
I was hoping this is going to be physical stuff, but no.
You wanted to go head to head with CT?
100%. What do you think? Like, how many times I have the chance to go against the best of, like, the champ of all champions, for real?
Yeah, but wait, you thought you'd beat him?
Listen, when I think
if it was physical,
about
if it was a hall brawl,
it would make me his girlfriend out there in the arena in like seconds. Don't get me wrong, but I'm up for the experience. I'm up for the challenge. I'm up for, you know, I'm already in there.
Win, lose, or draw, you just want
to
play.
I wanted to play, and I wanted to.
I got you.
Have like, listen, what if I win in a physical stuff? I don't know how, but. You know, even though, like, looking back, it's a great experience to go against a champion like CT. He has so much experience. He's been doing this for such a long time. And for me, like, I grew up watching him, like, for real. I used to watch the challenge back in Israel, like, in some sort of a weird Chinese website that, you know, because it's not working in websites in Israel, so... Listen, I love this show so much, and CT is one of the faces, like, of the show, and to go against him is an honor. So for me to go out like this in a math equation that, by the way, it took us over 2 hours in the arena.
Really?
Yeah, the math equations we couldn't solve it. You what? For 2 hours, this is the long.
It took y'all 2 hours to solve a math.
At least.
No wonder why CT looked tired at the end. It's because it took y'all.
I'm telling you, this is not the elimination that you want to go out against a champion like CT. Of course, for him, who gives a shit? He won. Like, but for me, I was like, hey, if I have to go against the champion of all champions. Let's go and do something crazy. Let me break something.
I'm so stuck on the 2 hours of Soph. Sorry. I get the prime numbers thing. I get the, but you have the group. Also, we see Jay, who we know is smart, yelling, and we see like Kang yelling, but Jay isn't actually yelling anything helpful. He's just yelling, come on, Soph. Like, clearly he's rooting for you.
Ed was helping you a lot.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Shouting.
You only see them at the first 5 minutes helping me, kind of helping me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if you've seen any elimination, the house, because we have to keep the $10,000. We all helping each other, right? Because it's everyone's
money. Now, Big T, we didn't see y'all helping on that one.
Which one, Big T? No, we screamed to Big T nonstop, even to Big T. Mm-hmm. To Melissa, no. Mm-hmm. But Melissa, definitely no. We didn't scream anything. But I didn't give a shit.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, got ya. Yeah. Okay. And what was your strategy, Asaf? Like, did you pull all the numbers out first? Because we see you guys going back and forth, you know, like pulling out. There's different.
I didn't know what prime numbers are. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I didn't know what.
Don't be sorry. A lot of people don't.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, we learn it in school, and like when we're young, but people don't remember that. Okay, like,
I wasn't in school. Yeah. But yeah. So I didn't know about that. I just tried. I tried to guess. I tried to calculate in my mind. It took us so long. Listen. Such a long time, and it was boring. Even I think at some point I was like, "Fuck this shit!" Like, hey, CT, you wanna start wrestle or something?
Why do you think CT picked you?
I think because he doesn't know me. Of course, he did a great. He was right. He did a good choice, but he'll never pick Jay because he knew Jay would beat him. And he knows the other guys as well. I'm the only one. Listen, from an outside perspective, like, it doesn't make sense that the production brought me back to the challenge. I was the only one who got eliminated on their first episode, on their first season.
No, you're not. You're the only one in this season that's happened to, but you're not the only person that's happened to that's been invited back.
No. On this season, I'm talking.
Yeah, but like...
In general.
It means they saw something in you back then and they wanted... to bring you back for all that you contributed this season to the show, which was a lot. You were definitely a key player in everything that was going on. When you come back, I'm not even going to say if, I'm going to say when you get a call back.
You think you want to get a call back?
Is there anything, is there anything you would do differently about your game? Like, what did you learn from this season that you would apply to your future gameplay?
Well, my future gameplay, I'd be honest with you, I feel like I did, I learned a lot from Jay and Michelle because they know how to control themselves. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a, I'll do what, I don't give a shit. I'm like, there were so many times that I wanted to offer, like, propose myself up for elimination because I'm more of a risk taker. And Jay and Michelle are more, like, calculated. They're like, no, the most important thing is to get to the finals and then do whatever the fuck you want. But make sure you get to the finals. So you have a better chance to win the money and help your family. I'm like, true, but like, where's the fun of it? Like,
when you wanted a little chaos.
I wanted the chaos,
like,
and without Jan Michelle, I would offer my. I would jump right in when Devin came.
Well, you wanted the chaos, right? And you got it, sweetie. You got it. You got it.
I got it.
Of course. Definitely. And I'm happy. Listen, I'm happy. It's all good. It's all good. And by the way, fuck Devin. Fuck this dude.
What?
Fuck him.
What did he do?
Fuck him, for real.
There was some Twitter beef. But explain to the listeners who don't know where that's coming from.
He started.
For the listeners who don't know, what's your line? Why are you mad at Devin?
He started talking shit about me on Twitter, saying that I'm a fraud. And it's kind of funny because he said there's nothing to compare me and Asaf and like that and that and that. He said that my music sucks. Which is, I know he's a fan because I know he's watching. He's listening to my music. So thank you, Devin. But besides that, you're a bitch. Like, he knows he's part of the show for such a long time. And he knows that he never heard my side of the story. So being him, getting involved in something that he's not even... I'm like, chill, Devin. You're going to get a call back. Chill. Like,
I think he knows he's going to get a call back.
Exactly.
I think he knows.
I think that when I'm down, like, it's easier to people to go against me and to pick me as a villain or something, which I don't give a shit. Like,
Interesting.
Like, and I wrote him back, and I'm saying this for everybody to hear it. If I'm coming back, I only coming back if Devin is on the same season as I am, he's on the same season, and he's going to agree that me and him were going to go into elimination the very first elimination of the episode. I don't care. Let's go. Like,
the game's not usually set up that way, but I appreciate the positive spirit and outlook on that. What do you think is going to happen with your alliance next?
With my alliance, I don't know, because it's kind of broken. Nerys kind of stabbed them in the back. Not like Nerys stabbed our alliance in the back, basically. And I understand the game is changing. It is what it is. But if they're coming for you, don't be surprised. Like, you know.
If they're coming for Nerys next.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't been there. But they better go, because if I would be there, I would go for Nerys. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She. Yeah.
Well, everyone was very, very sad to see you go. Was that at least comforting for you to know that, you know, I'm leaving this game with so much love still in the house, even though you're not getting the money?
Yeah.
You're still leaving with a lot of love and a lot of memories. How did that feel?
It sucks, but at the same time, you got to say, you got to appreciate and say, to be grateful for the bad as much as you're grateful for the good.
Yeah.
But did it warm your heart in that moment to see people who, some of whom we hadn't seen emotional all season, to literally tear up and run down to you? And even TJ said, you know, I haven't seen the house this sad this season. Like, did that in that moment, I know there was a lot going on probably and running through your mind, but did you feel the love they have for you in that moment?
Yes, 100%, 100%. It warms my heart and it feels good, you know. We all want to be loved at some point. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'm getting so much hate lately. And it feels good when I see people, when I see the rest of the house, like, you know, being emotional and giving me love and
loving on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels good.
And I'm glad that we got to see that.
To be clear, we don't condone anyone hating on anybody for any reasons. So that's not welcomed over here. So I do hope that you can get the love and appreciation from people online, in life, and just across the board. We love you and we thank you for coming to hang out with us on the podcast. Like, you've been such a gem and such a treasure. I have a question for you. Where can the people find you on social media?
For those who want to
send you love. Yes.
You can find me at ASAFGOREN, Asaf Goren 1 on all social media. Hit me up. Free beats. I can send you some free beats if you want.
All right. Free beats for the people.
For sure.
Well, thank you so much, Asaf. And you were definitely a valuable asset to this season of the show. I am sure you will be asked back for sure, because you brought it all. And it wouldn't have been the same season without you. So hate that your time ended here, but I know that we will see you again. And thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
God bless you. Thank you for the time, guys.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
That was a great interview. So good. All right. If People Day want to keep up on you, or maybe they just want to express their feelings about all the heat that was brought in this week's episode of The Challenge, where can they find you on social?
You can find me on Twitter at DayDayVon _, Instagram, DayVonDiane _, and TikTok at DayDiane _. You can find me in those places. Devin, where can the people find you?
Well, you guys can go to my website, DevinSimone.com. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. But if you scroll to the bottom, you can see my socials. Instagram is where I'm most active. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. It's all pretty consistent. TikTok, Twitter as well. And again, thank you guys for joining us on another episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast. Now remember, if you like this episode, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and tell a friend of a friend of a friend. And then catch new episodes of The Challenge Battle for a New Champion on MTV.
Yes, and remember, you can watch The Challenge and more on Paramount Plus. Subscribe at ParamountPlus.com and use code CHALLENGE39 by March 7th, 2024 and get your first month of Paramount Plus on us. Must be age of majority to subscribe. U.S. only. Payment method required. Terms and conditions apply. Visit pplus.legal/subscription for more.
And we'll see you back here right after for a brand new episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Wake it up!
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.